When you think about a renewable energy revolution, you probably don't think about fossil fuel companies. But when it comes to offshore wind, some of the biggest developers are large oil and gas companies like Shell and BP. Many energy experts say that these companies are uniquely suited to build and run offshore wind farms. But given their long history of climate denial, are they really? In the third part of our series with E&E News, Power Shift, WBUR's Miriam Wasser looks at the role of big oil in the burgeoning U.S. offshore wind market.
David Marty is a buttoned-up, straight-laced kind of a guy. He's also a numbers guy and spent much of his career at Royal Dutch Shell helping the company plan big oil and gas projects around the world.
There's the complexity to it, so it's like a big jigsaw puzzle.
But last year, he decided to try something new. Marty now works as a project manager for Mayflower Wind, a joint venture of Shell and two European utilities. He says his work helping to plan a commercial-scale offshore wind farm near Nantucket is very similar to what he did at Shell. What's actually surprised him the most about his new job was the reaction of his two teenage daughters. They don't usually care about what he's working on.
But when I mentioned offshore wind, I mean, there was a lot of interest and enthusiasm. Their feedback was, wow, really excited to see you get into this, Dad. Man, this is great. Really, you know, wow, way to go.
Marty's daughters care a lot about climate change. The question is whether his bosses at Shell do too. Judging from Shell's advertising, you'd think they're installing wind turbines everywhere.
Electricity from wind power will bring us to a cleaner and more sustainable future.
Or that the company's CEO is ready to dump fossil fuels.
The energy system must change faster. And change is opportunity. Shell is acting today to be part of this future.
But consider these numbers. Shell is spending $16 billion on fossil fuels this year, and only $2 to $3 billion on low-carbon investments, which include offshore wind. Or take the case of BP. For a while, it rebranded as Beyond Petroleum and dallied in solar before giving that up. It's now dipping a toe in wind and solar again. Of the $12 billion it spent last year, 6% went to renewables.
They try to present themselves as the solvers of climate change and not as the creators of climate change.
Mary Ananise Hegler is a writer and co-host of the popular environmental podcast Hot Take. She says she's wary of anything the fossil fuel industry says because these companies are infamous for greenwashing, trying to make themselves look more environmentally friendly than they are.
The people who got us into this mess willfully don't deserve any sort of driving position to where we go next. They've lost all credibility in my eyes, so I don't understand how they can be trusted with wind energy.
Of course, not all oil and gas companies are the same, says Pasha Madavi. Madavi is a political science professor at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He published a study recently looking at whether any of the largest privately held oil and gas companies were actually making good on their promises to go green.
So far, the record has largely been one of either hedging or greenwashing, and almost nobody is trying to actually transition.
Madavi found zero examples of oil companies that are fully embracing renewable energy and several U.S.-based companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron that are actively resisting any changes to the status quo. But he also found several companies in the middle, the so-called hedgers. Shell, BP, Equinor, they're investing modest amounts of money into renewables, including offshore wind.
We've seen oil companies trying to pivot because the writing is starting to be written on the wall. I mean, it's been written on the wall. They're just starting to see it.
But that raises a big question. Will the oil companies be any good at offshore wind? Of all the renewable energy options, experts say offshore wind probably has the greatest overlap with the work oil companies already do. Most obvious, the big construction projects in the ocean. David Marty, the Shell employee now at Mayflower, says oil companies have a lot of experience with complicated and expensive projects. Just one of the boats needed to install a wind turbine costs $500,000 a day to rent. So you need to be very careful in how you draw up contracts and plan for bad weather.
Because, you know, $500,000 a day, you want to get that more right than wrong. And oil and gas companies have quite a bit of experience in trying to get that right.
Not everyone agrees this experience will make them good at offshore wind.
No matter what they say, what they are good at, what they have specialized in is digging up, extracting, burning, transporting fossil fuels.
Justin Guay is the director of global climate strategy for the Sunrise Project, a nonprofit committed to ending the use of fossil fuels. He says oil companies might be able to help jumpstart the offshore wind industry in the U.S., but he's skeptical that they're committed to building it to the size and scale many hope for. That's because going all in on offshore wind would mean abandoning the business that made them rich.
We didn't go to Blockbuster and say, you know movies, you bring us into the streaming digital age. So to me, it's a really bizarre conversation because we have very little evidence of legacy incumbents disrupting themselves and destroying their own legacy markets. And yet that's basically what the oil majors are telling us they will do.
So where does this leave us? Environmentalists say oil companies should still be held accountable for lying about climate change, and they'd like to see more players in offshore wind. But in the short term, we face a climate crisis, and time matters. Deborah Gordon leads the Oil and Gas Solutions Initiative at the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Institute.
We need to transform and transform really quickly. And I think if we write off anyone, especially anyone who has deep pockets, then we will slow progress.
Gordon says we don't have the luxury to be choosy about who can provide solutions. So if the oil companies can help launch an offshore wind industry in the U.S., she says it's a risk worth taking. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
This story was co-reported with reporter Ben Storo of E&E News.